Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf Hei, and we are on Chaf Beis. I'm sorry, Chaf Dalam Beis. There's a Tosas, just wanted to say over yesterday. They want to have a discussion about whether Parah could give birth within the first 3 years. And Tosas writes, Dibur Hamascha, Parah v'chomer bas shloshanim vadei lekohen. Pirush, dekodem shlosh vadei lo yolda. Because we know that it's certainly Bechor, so if it goes to the Kohen, Yesh la Tumua, Sitosos were amazed by this. Daha Maisa Bechoyom. This happens all the time. The Parabashte Shanim Yoledis. We see it all the time that a 2-year-old gives birth. So you see it's against, the Metzias is against what the Gemara says. Sevyesh Lomer, famous Yeso, that Tosos invokes here and other places as well. Devade Ata Nishtana Ha'es Mekamo Shehaya Bedros HaRishonim. It's called Nishtana HaTeva, that things have changed. So just, this is a good source to file away for that. This is one of the reasons why we don't use the medicines. The Gaonim put a cherum on anybody who uses the actual types of medicine treatment the Gemara has in Gittin. Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses this as well, that we assume in certain areas, so that the Nishtana HaTeva, that we are physically different than people from Bohorin. It's a discussion, if you notice, in the Chumash after the Mabul, that people living from Mesushalach lives 969 years, the longest person in Tanakh. And then after that, things drop drastically, right? So Abraham is 175, etc. The Yesod is that there was a change in Teva, and Tosos is using that here on our daf. Okay, so we'll pick it up. We started with the Sharna Haparos Bederech Al Derech Beis Shemesh. So the cows that were bringing back the Aram to Beis Shemesh, they were, the Gemara wants to darshan, what does it mean? My Vayesharna, right? It's a strange word. So Amr of Yochanan, Mishum Reb Meir, Sha'omru Shira. That the shorish, the root of the word Vayesharna is that shir. They were singing. The cows were singing, right? Rav Zutra Bar Tuvya Omar, Rav Sheyishru Pnehem Keneged Aron Va'omru Shira, that they straightened, like the word Yashar, their faces, so they were facing the Aron, and then they sang the Shira. So this play on words, Shir and Yashar, so obviously it's the same Osios. The deeper symbolism behind that is a Torah from the Sfas Emes that explains why does a person sing. Shir comes when a person feels that the world is Yashar. That's what explains Oz Yashir, when the Klal Yisrael saw all the people who had tormented them, and that it wasn't just one big tidal wave that came and crushed and drowned all the Mitzrayim in one big wave, but rather each person got a Hashkacha Pratis for those who forgot what they deserved. Those who were torturing them, so they were like the straw. Those some were like stones, some sank like lead, that everyone was punished according to. But only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose tremendous hashkacha in one wave, that, you know, the one surge of water, but nevertheless, within that one thing, it affected every person, got the exact one. So they saw there's a yashrus. And when you feel that the world is yashar, that leads a person to the same osios to sing, to have a shir. Okay, and then we're asked, now that we say that's pshat, that's what these cattle were doing, and by the way, don't think it's a strange thing, there's a perik shira, which is, you know, the fancier sidurim, the ones that cost more than 99 cents, the fancier sidurim have perik shira in the beginning of it. I think there's 84 different psukim divided up into 6 different chapters, and goes through, it's exactly the shir that every single bria in the universe sings to Hashem. My shira omru, what do they sing? Omru b'yochana mishum Rabbi Meir. Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. They sang the exact same thing, which makes sense. In the Forsham Kodesh, it talks about the downfall of the Plishtim. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Omar, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, Va'amartim Bayom Ahu Hoidu L'Hashem Kiru Bishmo. Right, give thanks to Hashem, proclaim His name. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Mizmora Yosma. They sang a Mizmor that was a Yosam. What does it mean that it was a Yosam? As the Rashi? Rashi says there's no author to it. I'm trying to find it. Yeah, Shelo Huskar Shem Omro. It does. It's not mentioned. You know, sometimes we have like I'm blanking right now. Mizmor LaAsaf, right, or something like that. You would have. So it tells you who it is. So this one's called a Yosam because it doesn't say exactly who was singing it. That's the pshat from Reb Shimon ben Lakish, right? Mizmor Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash Kiniflos Also Hoshialo Yemino Zro Kodsho. Reb Elazar Omer Hashem Malach Yirgazu Amim. Hashem reigns. He's ruling. The people are going to Yirgazu. They're going to tremble. Rabbi Shimon bar Nachman Yomer, Hashem Moloch Geus Lavesh, right? We say on davening, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omar Roni Roni Hashitot, sing sing. The sheet is they translate the acacia wood, right? His Nofafi Beroyv Hadorech. Hamechushekes berik me zohav mehulala bedevir armon mefoora baade adayim, that it will your glory will be up and it will be embroidered with this golden type of embroidery, and there'll be a devir, which they touch as a book of the palace, and be a lot of jewels there. So this is a remez to the aron, right, which was made of the aseh shittim and was covered with the gold, right, and then the devir, this book, that's merumis to the sefer Torah that was in the aron. Rav Ashi masni lo laha de Rav Yitzchak aha. So Rav Ashi said it over in different context. Right, so Yisroel, my Amrus. What were the Yidden singing? Right, so Amr Yitzchak, Roni, Roni, Hashita. They were singing this pasuk of the acacia wood in the Atzei Shittim, remez to the Aram. Amr Rav. Now we came on to the word devir. So the Gemara wants to understand man kiman kor parsoi. Now the difference is it lesifra? Or is it lesafra? So if you type the words, lesifra means a book. Who says that they call a book, the Persians call it devir? Or it could be who calls a safra, a scribe, a sofer, who they call devir. So mehocha. So we learned it out from here. Pasuk in the beginning of Shoftim, v'shem devir lefonim kiryas sefer. So the name of devir was kiryas sefer. So you see the devir was changed to kiryas sefer. So that's why the Persians called it sifra or a safra devir. Rav Ashi Omer Kiman Koru Parsoi Lenida Dashtana. So once we're already talking about how the Persians get the source behind their word, so how do the Persians call a Nida a Dashtana? So Rashi says Dashtana is notrikon. Blast Rashi, Dalet stands for Derech, Shin stands for Noshim. It means that they are the way of them. Right? Mehocha, Vishem Devir. I'm sorry, what's my started? Mehocha ki Derech Noshim Li, like by when Rachel refuses to get up as a pretext to her father not to find the trophim, so she says Giderech Noshimli. So that's a notrikin for Dashtona, that the woman who's in Nida. Really, it's short for Derech Noshim. Okay, now on the top of Chafei, Vayidom Hashemesh Vayarech Amod Ad Yikom Goy Oivav Halohi Ksuva Al Sefer Hayosher. So now we're going to get into the Sefer Hayosher, three different explanations as to what is the Sefer HaYosher? So my Sefer HaYosher, ask the Mara. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ze Sefer Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. This is the book of the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Shenikru Yesharim. We'll explain a little bit more in a minute why they were called Yesharim. But the sources come, Shenemar Tomos Nafshi Mos Yesharim. Because Bilam says, I would like my death to be like the death of these righteous ones, these Yesharim. What exactly is the Madrega of a Yashar, we'll get to. But just interesting enough that the one who calls the Avos Yesharim is not a Jew. It's our enemy. So you see the greatness when your enemies have to admit how great you are. When the enemy, Bilam, the one who wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, when he says, points out that the Klal Yisrael are Yesharim, that's a testimony to how great the Avos were. The Hecha Remiza, where's there a remez in the Sefer that the sun is going to stand still for Yoshua? So it comes the end of Parshas Vayechi, V'zaro Yieh Melo Goyim, right? It's talking about the Ephraim. When is it going to be a multitude of nations? When the sun stood still for Yoshua, that's the remez that is being given to the brach that's been given. Right, the sun stayed still in the middle of a shemayim and it didn't go down for an entire day. Then we'll talk about how long it really was. I remember when I was privileged to learn with Rabbi Yudin, he was so excited that this pasuk talking about the sun standing still, he says the Mayans have a tradition in in their culture that there was a night that lasted, the sun didn't rise. They had like something called like external night or something like that. I don't know what the actual name for it is in their belief system. But he was so happy. He says, this is a raya. The fact that they have a tradition from the other side of the world that the moon was dark the entire night is because we know the sun stood still in the other hand, in the other side of the world. It stood still for Yeshua. He was so misspoiled from this idea that it came as, it was a raya. Mekanish learned a raya from the Mayans, but okay, it's a support for what we say, it says in the Chumash, what it says in the Tanakh about the sun standing still. Okay, then we're asked, well, how long was the sun standing? Bekama Omer of Yeshua ben Levi Esim va'arba'a sha'e, 24 hours. Ozil Shis, it went across the sky for 6 hours. Vekam Shis, and it stood still for 6 hours. Ozil Shis, it traveled another 6 hours. Vekam Shis, then it stood still, well, tongue twister, it stood still for another 6 hours. Kula milsa kiyom tomim. That was the whole matter. The whole thing lasted an entire day, 24 hours. The whole thing was 36 hours. So he makes a cheshbon as follows. Ozel shis v'kam tresar. It traveled for 6 hours, then it stood still for 12 hours. And then again, ozel shis v'kam tresar. It was again 6 hours and 12 hours. So 18 plus 18 is 36. Amidoso kiyom tomim. When it means that it stopped moving for an entire day, but not the whole event was a whole, it was longer than that. It stopped for a total of 24, but the whole thing from start to finish was actually 36. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar, Arboim Shmona, it was 48 hours. Ozel Shis Vakam Tresar, it stood for 6 and then it traveled 6 and then stood still for the 12. Ozel Shis Vakam Esrim Vaarba, and then it traveled 6 hours and stood still for 24, right? So that means the whole thing adds up and you make it up 6 plus 12, and then 6 plus 24 is 48. Shenemar, how do you know that it's referring to the, when it says that it stood still, velo od lavo kiyom tomim, it didn't go down the entire day, that's the last part. Michla de meikara lav kiyom tomim havi. It wasn't really suspended for a whole day originally. It's the last part, it's the second one, the second pause that lasted the whole day long. So really, according to this opinion, the whole maisa took 48 hours. That's from Shmuel Nachmani. Egan Army, some say there's really not a machlokis, it's really, you know, how long before it set. Bitosef de pligi, they're aggering as to the additional amount of time that the day was extended. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Esrim va'arboa. He holds 24 hours were added to that day. Ozel Shis v'kam tracer, because it traveled 6 and then stood for 12. For Ozel Shis v'kam tracer, and then it stood it traveled for 6 hours, sun through across the sky, it stopped for 12. Amidah suk yom tom. So the amount it paused was 24. Rabbi Lezer omer shloshim v'sheish, 36. Ozel shis v'kam tresar. Ozel shis v'kam esrim v'arba. V'lo otz lavo ki yom tomim. Because it stopped, it didn't go down for the entire day. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni omar arboim v'shmona, 48. Ozel shis v'kam esrim v'arba. That it went for 6 and it stopped for 24. Ozel shis v'kam esrim v'arba. It went for 6 and then the 24. Makish amidoso libioso, make a hekish between its standing still and to its motion. Ma bioso biyom kiyom tomim, af amidoso kiyom tomim. So just like it was in motion for a full day, it also was suspended for a full day, total of 48 hours. Okay, Ton, we learn. Kishem sha'om do lo chamel Yoshua, kach om do lo chamel Moshe l'nakdimon ben Gurion. So just like it stood for Moshe, there were two other people where it stood still for Moshe and for Nakdim Ben Gurion. Yoshua Kroy. Yoshua is a pasuk. Nakdim Ben Gurion is a Gemara. What's the Gemara? So Rashi tells us that the Gemara in Tainus that there was a bet that Nakdim and Ben Gurion had. Let's read that Rashi. Where is it? It is at the bottom. Shehovahu hegmon echod eser mayonos. Right, he made a hegmon. The Roman region made a bet that he would have to pay back unless the 12 water pools were filled up. And they came to the last day, and it looked like it was raining, and they got filled up. But he says, "No, time's up," because it really was after sundown. And then the miracle happened that the sun came out again. That was the nace that happened for Nakdim and Gurion to show that that the water came in its time. right? Lemoshe Menalan, how do you know from Moshe? It's Asya Achel Achel. We make a Gzeira Shava from Achel Achel, means I'll start, I'll begin. Kasiv Hocha, it says in one place, Achel Teis Pachticho, I'm going to put your dread on the other nations. Kasiv Hosam, Be Yoshua, Achel Gadelcha. You have started, you've begun to make you great. Rabbi Yoshua Amar, Rabbi Yoshua says, Asya taste. It's a different word. To little means to be delivered. Ksiv hacha achel taste pachdechal. I begin to deliver the dread of you. Ksiv Yoshua b'yom taste Hashem es ha'emori. I will give over the emori to the Bnei Israel. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar megufei dekra shemat le. You learn it out from itself. You don't have to come onto a gezeira shava. Asher Yishmaun Shimacha Virogzu Vichalu Mipanecha. They're gonna hear the report, they're gonna tremble, they'll be in anguish because of what happened. A Masai Rogzu Vichalu Mipanecha. So when are they going to be trembling and in anguish because of you? Bisha Sha'am Belo Chamala Moshe, when the sun stood still for Moshe. Meisve Velo Hayakiyom Hahu Lifonov Acharov. When it said after Yoshua, there's never going to be a day like that beforehand or after it. So now, can you tell me that the sun stood still for Moshe as well? It says there wasn't anything like this beforehand. See, by the same, if you want, I could tell you like this: Shaus hu delo havi nafish kulehai, meaning the number of hours that the sun stood for Moshe weren't as many as Yoshua. V'ibayis ema avne vorod lohavu. And if you want, I can even differ it. When the sun stood for Moshe, there wasn't any borod. But we know by Yehoshua there was the borod, right? Dichsiv ahi bin min bi nusam mibnei bnei Yisrael heim bimorad beis choron v'hashem hishlich aleihem avonim gedolos min hashemayim ad azeka. Vayamusu, right? So they had this type of borod. Where did that borod come from? So the Medrash tells us that this was borod that was still hanging out, suspended in the air from the time of Makkos borod in Mitzrayim, because it stopped mid flight, and then it came down. It completed its journey to earth during the Maisa with Yehoshua. K'siv Vayom Lelamed Bnei Yehuda Koshes Hine K'suva Al Sefer HaYosher. So another pshat now with the Sefer HaYosher, it says, I'll teach Yehuda how to use the keshes, the bow. And behold, that's what's written in the Sefer HaYosher. So I'm going to ask, now my Sefer HaYosher, what is it? Omer b'chia bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ze Sefer Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, shenikru Yesharim. These are Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, who are called Yesharim. How do you see that? Dechsi behu, tomos nafshi mos Yesharim, usihi achrisi kamohu. So that's the pasuk from Bilam. So there's a very famous commentary that the Netziv has in his Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, where he quotes this, and he was alluding to a few minutes ago. But this is what the Netziv writes. He says, "Zeh Sefer Nikra Sefer Bereishis Nikra Sefer Hayosher." Right? Why is it called that? He quotes our Gemara. Fine. V'yesh l'chavin hatam. Lama kara Bilam es avoseinu b'shem Yesharim b'yichud. Why specifically is that the name that Bilam, who himself was a Navi, why do you call them Yesharim? Blot Tzadikim, or Chasidim, Chidoyme. You could have called them, pious people, righteous ones. V'gam lam mechuna ze ha-sefer b'yichud b'kinu Yesharim. And why is Sefer Bereishis, we'll see there's other opinions in the Gemara in a minute, but why is Bereishis, according to this, called Sefer Yesharim? V'ze ha-yeshevach ha-avos. So he says in the Netziv, this was the great praise of our avos. Shemil v'adja ha-yitzadikim chasidim v'ohevei Hashem. They were great tzaddikim. They loved Hashem at such a high level. More than that, they were additional to being tzaddikim, chassidim. They were yesharim. Hainu, shehis nahagu im umos ha'olam. The way they interacted with the non-Jews, afilu ode elilim mechurim, even with disgusting idol worshippers, mikol makom ha'imam be'ahavo. They acted with love towards them, and they wanted good for them. Basher he kiyam habriya, because this is the way that the world is going to survive. Kimosh anu roim kama shtarteach Abraham avinu hispal al Sodom. Abraham is davening for people who are engaged in actions, sodomy, other things. The Torah explicitly says it is a toeva. Abraham's davening for them. Afa gav shahayasone osom. The es Malcolm, right, hated them and their melech. V'chol v'chein reinu kamo Noach, hay Yitzchak avinu lehis pious mishonav. How much Yitzchak tried to appease the people who hated him. The ma'at divrei pius me Avimelech mirov, right? With trying to make peace with Avimelech, his pious ba'ofen hayoyseh mimash v'bikshu mimenu. He gave more than they asked. Mevur b'makom was explained, right? Yaakov avinu. So Aaron did this. Yaakov did this. Yaakov acher sheheitiv chora lo alavon. He did good for Lavan, even after all the bad things he did. If Hashem hadn't saved him, Lavan would have destroyed him entirely. He spoke softly with him, gently to him. We learn so much from their derech eretz of the avos. How the world will survive because of this. This is the creation of the world. That's why, says the Netziv, Nikra Kemochein Sefer HaYashar, Al Maisa Avos Bezeh HaPrat. Because the Avos acted with such kindness and such goodwill towards people who they didn't agree with, to people actually out to harm them, such as it's a higher level than a tzaddik, it's a higher level than a chassid, it's to be yosher. So that's why the Netziv, this is a beautiful introduction. Baruch Hashem, we try to cover this every year when teaching Chumash Bereishis, but it's good because this is the daf, Avodah Zarah, daf Chafei, this is the daf where it comes up. Okay, that the other Gemaras. Vehechem Remiza, where's the remez for this, right? The Pasuk in Shmuel, Yehuda ata yaducha achecha, yadcha ba'orif oivecha. Your brother's going to praise you. Your hand's going to be on the back of their necks, right? The nape, it's called. The ezehu milchama shetzricha yad kineged orif. What type of war is where you have the hand by the back of your neck? Havi omer zekeshes. That's a bow and arrow. Because if you think about it, there's even drawings, and you look in ancient civilizations, when you pull all the way back, you pull your, if you're right handed, you're pulling your right hand all the way back to where your neck is to in order to release the bow. Okay. Another Rabbi Lozer Omer, Zeh Sefer Mishneh Torah. This is really Chumash Devarim. V'amai kar lei Sefer HaYashar. So why is it called that? Dechziv Asisa HaYashar V'hatov Be'eni Hashem. You should do what's Yashar, what's upright, and what's good in the eyes of Hashem. Heich Remiza, where's the remez to this? Yadov Rav Lo. Ezehi Milchama Shetzricha Shtei Yadim Yadayim. Havi Omer Zeh Keshes. So this is what's it called? This is a hint as well, because you find the word Yashar being used in Parshas Veschonen. Baruch atol melech olam shakon bro. So the idea over here, Rabbi Daniel Z. Feldman has a beautiful sefer on this, discussing the Ramban, talks about that there's lifnim mishur sadin, that many of the mitzvahs we have, there's the letter of the law, but there's also the spirit of it as well, and the idea of going beyond, that's what the way the Ramban learns, you should do what's yosher in the eyes of Hashem. That lifnei mishur sadin, because there's so many examples of this, excuse me, that's why Sefer Devarim that well is called Sefer HaYosher, Bereishis and Devarim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer Zeh Sefer Shoftim. So it's what's it called? It's a remez to Shoftim. Right, it's interesting. You know, everyone talks about the a parsha, daf yomi connection. So now we have a nach yomi and a daf yomi connection. The nach yomi is now in Sefer Shoftim. Okay. You have a connection here as well. Va'amai kari le Sefer Hayasha. Why Shoftim called that? So not for the reason you would think. Dichsiv beyamim haheim ein melech v'Yisrael ish hayasher be'ein avyase. There was no king, so everyone did what they thought in their own eyes, right? That was Yasher to them. Ve'heichem remiz, what's the remiz for this? Laman das doros b'nei Yisrael l'lamdam milchoma. Ezi milchoma tshetzricha limud. What do you have to teach? What type of warfare needs teaching? Havi omre ze keshes. That's a raya that is referring back to the bow. Okay. Uminalan to be Yehuda. How do you know this is it back in Shoftim? It's referring back to Yehuda. Dechsiv miyale lana betchila el hakanayni lehilachem bo. Ve'omer Hashem, Yehuda yale. Yehuda is the one who's going to go up the very beginning of Sefer Shoftim. Vayarem hatabach es hashok. So now we're going to have another, the same Amoraim, but they're going to be arguing about the drush from this pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. My veheleha, what does it mean that it was on it? Reb Yochanan Omer Shok v'Alya. It's talking about the thigh, and the Alya is the tail of the animal. That's what's given. My heeleha, what is it? Why is it called the? What's upon it? Because the mesamchot, it's soimich, it supports shok va'alya. It supports the thigh supports the tail because it's resting upon it. Rabbi Lezer Omer shok v'choze. It's not talking. That's talking about the shok and the chaz. That was actually was given to Shaul. My vehela. What does it mean? The maches lo lecheza ilave the shok kiboe anufe. Because this is what you do when you do the tenuf, when you wave it. Uman fele Rabbi Yeshmua bar Nachmeni Omer shok v'shofi. It's the thigh and it's the shofi, like the cap of it. My, then what does it mean? Hello, shofi ilavai de shokoi, because the cap is what stands on top of the thigh. Okay, this is just this was brought in agav to the machloks we had about these other psukim. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Lo tis yachid isha imahim. So a woman can't have yichud with a goy. So you might have thought about the question as you're going through the Mishnah. What do you mean? You can't have yichud with a Jew either, right? So then we're going to ask, but my askina, what exactly is pshat that we're talking about up here? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, we're talking about a woman who has yichud bechad with one other goy, the kavasa gabi Yisrael mishari. Meaning, it's also for that she can't be a yichud with a Jew as well, right? So what's the meaning? Hatznan lo yisyachid ish echad im shtei noshim. That a man can't have yichud with two women. Right now, ella betlasa. So rather, it's talking. The Mishnah is talking about a case where she has herself with three goyim. The kavasa gabi Yisrael beprutzim mishari. So you can tell me that it's permitted if you have for putz and people who are immoral, right? Is that really mutter as well? Vatanan, aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim. A woman's allowed to be with two men. Amar of Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shana ela b'ksherim. She's only allowed to be with two men if these men are kosher. They're moral people. Aval putzim, but if these two guys are putzim or you know immoral, afilu asar namilo. You can't be with 10 men, right? Maisa haye bahotziuha asar b'mita. So it was a maisa where ten men carried a woman out of the city on a mita, on a bed. They pretend like she was dead. They did this as Rashi chutz le'ir la'avera ke'in koivrei meis shlo yavinu, like as if they were taking her out because they want to bury her. But then they had illicit relations with her. So you see, 10 people would even, it's not a din in numbers. There's no heter if there's even 10 people that are all prutzim, right? So lo tzricha, no, it's necessary for the following be'ishto imo, in a case where the non-Jew's wife is with him. Goy ain't ishto mishamarto, for a goy, so it says Rashi, his wife's not going to protect him. Lo kapta, she doesn't mind. Again, just keeping in mind the Meiri that we said over previously about a society where they're very lax in these areas. But the goy, his wife isn't going to be a shomeris. Aval Yisrael ishto mishamarto, but a Jew, that's the case. His wife would guard him against sinning, right? So that's what Rashi says. Aval Yisrael ishto mishamarto shari, right? You're allowed. Kiditznan b'asar yuchzin, more in kedushin bizman she ishto imo yoshin imohim bepundaki. You're allowed to sleep in the inn mipnei she ishto mishamarto, because his wife is going to protect and ensure that that nothing inappropriate happens. Okay. Sorry, typically, Mishum Shvichus Domim. So, one second. The Mishnah said that a woman couldn't be alone because maybe there's going to be a riot. One second. So, you can't go because of Shvichus Domim. They're going to murder her. Amr of Yermia, Beisha Chashuva Askinan. We're talking about a very distinguished woman. Demir to say, Mine, they're afraid. They're not going to, her status is not going to start up with her. Ravidi Amr Isha Klezene Aleha. A woman has her weapons on her. In other words, a woman, by definition, they're protecting her. They more would likely violate her, but they're not going to actually kill her. My binayhu. So what's the nafgamina between these two answers? Ik binayhu, isha chashuva bein anoshim v'she'ena chashuva bein hanoshim. That a woman who's distinguished among men, she's a powerful, like a political person, but she's not distinguished amongst other women. In other words, she's unattractive, right? So Rashi speaks out. Where is it? My binayhu, yeah. Bein Rabbi Yirmiyahu Demoki La Beisha Chashuva Halav Chashuva Chashin on the Shvichus Domim. If she's not that, we're scared she's going to be killed. Bein the Rav Edi da Amar Kli Zayna Aleha Leika Leika, right? Mishum Shvichas Damim. Mikol Malka Mishum Erva Ikaba Velo Mis Yachedes. So therefore, that's the concern. In other words, excuse me. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, you don't have to be concerned that she's going to be killed, right? You don't have to be concerned there's going to be any type of inappropriate relations. So therefore, for both reasons, she could have yichud. But Rabbi Yirmiyah Adin would say no. He holds that the concern of arias would that applies all the time, regardless of the woman's appearance. Tanya Kavasid, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Avin, we have a brisa that supports that ha'isha afa pisha hashalom imo, even though her protection is with her, lo tisyachid imo, and she still can't have yichud mipnei shechashud al arayis, because we are choshed for them. Okay, the Mishnah said lo yisyachid adam imoin, right? They can't because we're choshed for murder. Tom Rabbanim learned the brisa, Yisrael shezim shenizdamein lo goy b'derech. If he meets up with a goy on the road, toflo limino, he should position him to the right hand side, so that the right, assuming he's a righty, his dominant hand is going to be closest to the goy, that way he'll be able to defend himself in case he gets attacked. Rabbi Shmo ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer b'sayif, if he has a sword, then he should be toflo limino. B'makel toflo is small. If he has a sword, he should be on his right hand side, because the blade is usually being held on the left. Right, except for the mice in the beginning of a Sefer Shoftim, or if it's a stick, then he should be on the left, because the stick is usually carried in the right hand. Right, so if he's walking on the same side as the weapon, then that's your best way you can stop him from pulling it out and unsheathing it. Hayu olin b'mala o yordin b'yirida. If they're both going up an incline, they're going down like a hill. Lo yehe Yisrael lamata legoy lamala. Don't have the Jew below and the goy above. So have the in warfare, you know, the height advantage is more. It's a stronger military position, but it's easier to attack from a height. El Yisrael lamala legoy lamata. Really, the Jew should be on top, while the non-Jew should be below. Va'al yashuach lefonav, and you shouldn't bend down. Shem yorotz es gugalto. Maybe he's going to crush his skull. Shal heichan holich, if the goy asks, where are you going? Yarchiv lo es haderech. You should tell him you're going farther than where you're actually traveling. If you're only planning on going to a city that's close by, you should tell him farther. Kederech sh'os Yaakov avinu le'esav harosh. It's the same way that Yaakov did to Esav. Dichsiv ad asher avu el Adoni Seir. Until I will go to my master, until I'm going to meet him at Seir. Right? Chsiv v'Yaakov nosa sukosa. But Yaakov was really only going to Sukkos, right? So you see that he told him he was going to meet him on Har Seir, but he didn't go that far. So you see the telling a goy that you're traveling farther, that's going to cause the goy to delay his attack, because he assumes he has a long time to plan how he's going to execute it, and then as a result of that delay, then the Jew has a better chance of reaching his destination safely. Ma'ase b'talmidei Rabbi Akiva, the story once happened. Shahayu hoichin l'chziv, they were traveling to Chziv. Pogo behen list him, and a bunch of bandits came upon them. Amru lahen, they said, La'an atem holim, where are you going? So Amru lahen, La'ako, we're really going all the way Akko. So Chziv is north of Akko. So they must have been traveling from north to south. Kev and Shehigil, Chziv, Perishu. Once they got to Chziv, then they separated. Amru lahen, Talmidei mi'atem. Who's Talmidim are you? Who's your Rebbe? Amru lahen, Talmidei Rebbe Akiva. We're students of Rebbe Akiva. So Amru, so the bandit said, Amru Lahan, they said, Ashrei Rebbe Akiva Talmidov, how fortunate is Rebbe Akiva and his students, Shalopoga Behen Adam Ra Me Olam, that you're never going to be harmed by a evil person. I mean, the bandits themselves were impressed by the wisdom that was used to avoid them. That connects very well with, like, Bilam. When the enemy gives you your praises, these bandits, these thugs, these gangsters were the ones who praised them. It's interesting, Rav Zilberstein has in his Sefer, based upon this Gemara, about telling someone you're going farther, actually, we'll say, like, to a different location. So, Nebuch, there's a case of a man whose wife and his mother-in-law did not get along at all. And the wife forbade her husband from visiting his mother. So, the question was, this guy wants to go visit, his mother asked him to visit, is he allowed to lie and tell his wife, I'm going to Beis Medrash, right? He's really going to go visit his mother. So the conclusion was based upon our Gemara, that you see from here, you are allowed to be deceptive. You shouldn't be proud of it. You shouldn't be happy with the fact that you had to be deceptive. But in that such a case, you would be allowed to in order to perform the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Va'Em.